A lot this year about the basa b'challah and other machalas asuras. I thought maybe we take a moment to talk about achila on Yom Kippur and to contrast it or to compare it to other machalas asuras. The Mishnah at the beginning of the eighth parak of Yuma writes as follows: Yom Kippur masa b'achilu b'shtia b'chitza b'sicha b'nilas asamlo v'tashe shamita. We know that there are chamisha inuyim that one is not allowed to do Yom Kippur. As the Gemara says, achil and shesi is viewed as one. So that's why it's chamisha inuyim. It's five, because achil and shesi are viewed as one. And the Mishnah mentions the shir, ha'ochel kikosev esagasa, kemoho uchagarinosa, ve'ashosa melolugma v'chayim. These are the shirim. Someone who eats a kosev esagasa, the size of a kosev esagasa, of a large fig, and he drinks the malo lugmav. So he's going to be chayv. So these are the chamisha inuyim that one is not allowed to engage in on Yom Kippur. The achil and shesi of Yom Kippur is more chamer than the other four inuyim. All the rishonim hold that the achil and shesi of Yom Kippur are more chamer. Some rishonim hold that all of the inuyim are daraisa. But there are those Rishonim who claim that only Achil and Shesia are the Raisa, the others are only the Rabbanim. So certainly according to those Rishonim, Achil and Shesia are going to be more Chama than the other Inuyim. From the Gemara you get the impression that all of the Chamisha Inuyim are the Raisa. Gemara says in Source 2, Nafayin Dalet Amad Aleph, Tonu Rabba v'Rav Yosef b'Shar Sifri d'Vei Rav, Inayin l'Yom HaKippurim sh'asa b'rachitza b'sicha b'ni l'sasandu l'tav sh'shamita, Tamalom ha'shabos on shvos. Rabba and Rav Yosef quoted Rosh Shabbos on Shavuos. It says Shabbos many times l'gabi Yom Kippur. Shabbos Shabbos on Hilachem. So from the word Shabbos on Shavuos to stop doing certain activities, they darshan that they're chamisha inuyim. So you get the impression that all the chamisha inuyim are daraisa. They're not only talking about achil and shesir, they're talking about all the chamisha inuyim. And this seems to be the impression that you get from the Gemara Daf Ayin Vav as well. In Source 4, Gemara says, "Osa ba'achila hani chamisha inuyim keneged mi." Amar Rav Chista keneged chamisha inuyim shebatorah. It says, "Ve'inisam es nafshoseichem or ta'anu es nafshoseichem," in five different contexts. Ube osar ve'ach be osar shabbos shabboson ve'shabbos shabboson v'hoisa lachem. It says, "Ve'inisam es nafshoseichem," in each one of these five psukim. In Parshas Emor, in Parshas Achremos, in Parshas Pinchas, different parashios. It says the inisem ta'anu es nafshoseichem aloshon inui five times. So hani chamisha havu v'anan shisa t'nan. So it says the Gemara shisa b'chlal shesia b'chlal achila. Okay, as we said, shesia is b'chlal achila. It's chamisha inuyim. But from the Gemara, you get the impression that all the chamisha inuyim are daraisa. They're all derived from sukkim. That's what the Rambam holds. The Rambam and the Ran assume that all the chamisha inuyim are daraisa. Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas Osa, Perek Aleph Halacha Hey. In Source 14, first in Halacha Dala, the Rambam says Mitzvah Se'acheres Yesh B'Yom HaKippurim V'Hi Lishbos Bo Me'achilu Shesia. It's interesting, the Loshon of the Rambam, Lishbos Bo Me'achilu Shesia. That's part of Shabboson. It's stopping what we normally do. Obviously, Shvisa from Melacha is a critical type of Shvisa, but the Rambam says to be Shobes from Achil and Shesia is also a type of shvisa. Shenemer ta'anu es nafshoseichem. Okay, ta'anu es nafshoseichem means mipi hashmua lomdu inui shehu lanefesh zeh hatzom. That's achil and shesia. That's daraisa clearly. Mipi hashmua. The Kabbalah halacha mashmisin is that's how you interpret that pasuk. Halacha hey, the Rambam adds v'chein lamadnu mipi hashmua she'asu lirchatz ba olasu cholin al asasandal olivol. Mipi hashmua. We also learn that there are other inuyim. Putting the two halachas together, the impression you get from the Rambam is that he holds that all the chamisha inuyim are daraisa, because he says that achil and shesi is learned mipi hashmua from the pasuk ta'anu es nafshoseichem, and he says mipi hashmua we also learn that there are other inuyim. It sounds like they're all daraisa. That's how the Ran learns as well. But some of the Rishonim disagree. If you look at Rashi there on the Gemara and the Ayin Dalet, turning back to the first page again, Rashi in Source 3. And that Rosh Shabbos on Shavuos, Rashi writes, "V'gabe inui k'siv." It says Shabbos regarding inui. V'nisim es nafshoseichem b'sishol achodesh ba'erev. Shabbos Shabboson hu lachem v'nisim es nafshoseichem. V'chiyechid Shabboson ha'amid b'Shabbos asmechu be'rabbanon sham alachos shelo hayu b'mishkan ve'enu alachos gemura. Just like Chazal were masmich, they linked other malachas, other activities with the Rabbanan that Chazal prohibited based on the word Shabbosan, right? That's what we call Shvusim, Shvus the Rabbanan on Shabbos. Since Rashi, Hainami Shabbosan, the Gabi Inu, the Chsiv Shabbosan, Hulochem, the Inisem, Lahosif al Inu Yachilu Shesia Koos. The word Shabbosan is coming to be Mosif on the Inu Yachilu Shesia, that there are other activities that one is not allowed to engage in. Chila, Tzicha, Rechitza, Nilas, Asando, etc. Right, so from Rashi you get the impression that the other Inuyim are learned from Shabbosan. They're like the Shvusim of Shabbos, just like the Loshon Shabbosan on Shabbos teaches us Shvusim. Chazal wa masmech, there's an asmachta, Chazal linked to the pasuk that there are other modes of Shvisa, other activities that one should abstain from on Shabbos, and those are the Rabbonans. Rashi says that Shabbosan, the Gabe Yom Kippur also teaches me that on Yom Kippur there are other activities besides Achil and Shasiyah that one is supposed to abstain from, and those are the other Inuim. The clear impression that you get from Rashi is that the other Inuim are not Daraisa, they're like the Shvusim of Shabbos, they're only the Rabbanim. And that's what the Rabbeinu Tam, is quoted by Tosis and Dafayin Zayin, is saying in Source 5. The Tam and Ayin L'Sicha, the Gemara tries to find Makaris for all the Inuim. Tosis, Opirish Rabbeinu Tam, the Kol Inuim, the Yom HaKippurim, Lesnu Ela Midrabbanim, the Krayas Machdaba Alma, Labar Me'achilu Shasiyah. The Rabbeinu Tam says that all the Inuim are only the Rabbanim, except for Achil and Shasiyah. Achil and Shasiyah are Daraisa. Those the drasha you have by Achil and Shasiyah, that's serious. But for the others, it's just an asmachta ba'alma. It's a big chiddush because it says v'nisim es nafshosecha multiple times. It says ta'anu es nafshosecha multiple times. So to learn that the other inuyim are only the rabbanan and Achil and Shasiyah are the raisa, that's quite a chiddush. But that's the Kabbalah. That's the Kabbalah that the Rishonim had. The Rishonim learned. That's the Kabbalah Chazal had. How does the Rabbeinu Tam know this? If the psukim are so similar, so how does he know that it's only the Rabbanan? So he says the Rai is from the Gemara, the Halacha. If someone is dirty, it's Yom Kippur, and he finds himself dirty, so then he's allowed to wash. Right? If you have to go into the bathroom, a person has to wash his hands, so he can be notel, not just to the knuckles, he can wash the whole hand with soap and water. There's no problem, because if he's dirty, then it's mutter. Mishiyesh l'chatotin birosho, soch kedarko ve'eno choshesh. And the Gemara says a person who has some kind of trouble in his head, he has some kind of scabs in his head, and it's causing him tsar, he's allowed to put a little oil on something on his head in order to alleviate that pain. And that's mutter. The fact that Rabbeinu Tam, v'yihavu daraisa hayasa b'chol inyin, ela midrabban. If it's daraisa, so what's the heter? If there's an issa sicha, there's an issa rechitza, so b'makom sheish lo chatotin b'rosha, it's too bad. If he's dirty, too bad. He's not allowed to be rochitz. So after Rabbeinu Tam, it must be that the Sharinuim are only midrabbanan. So they're only the rabbanan. Heimam uveheimam chazal lomekel in these circumstances. So that's his raya. Even though from the psukim, you get the impression since there are drushes for all the chamishanim, they should all be daraisa. The Rabbeinu Tam says no, but from the halacha, you see that some of the drushes are only asmachta ba'alma. They're just the remez. They're not really daraisa. And that's what Rashi seems to be saying as well. So what's the Rambam going to do? These halachas. So the Tosis Yishonim on Daf Ayin Zayin on the base, I didn't give it to you, but the Tosis Yishonim says that maybe Rechitza and Sicha Taka Daraisa. But Chazal understood, or they have a Kabbalah, to understand what type of Rechitza and Sicha are awesome. And they felt that the Torah prohibits only Sicha L'Shem Tainug, Rechitza L'Shem Tainug, a pleasurable washing, a pleasurable anointing. But if it's not pleasurable, that's not rechitza, that's not sicha, that's not the issa that the Torah prohibited. So it's not that it's a derabon and that's where chazal are mekel. No, it could be daraisa. It could be daraisa, but it doesn't fall within the rubric, within the parameters of the issa daraisa, so then it's just not going to be included. And it's not going to be included. That could be the answer for that raya that the Tosis brings. So according to Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, it's clear that Achil and Shasiyah are more chamer than the other Inuyim. Achil and Shasiyah are the only ones that are actually Daraisa. But even according to the Rambam and the Ran, that all the Chamish Inuyim are Daraisa, nevertheless, Achil and Shasiyah are more chamer in the sense that those are the only ones that you chayav paris for. That's what the Gemara in the Chayin Dalet says before the Drushes. And going back to Source 2, V'aval b'sha'anush kareis, en anush kareis, ela ocha v'shosa v'osa malacha v'lach. There's a chiyuv karis only for three activities. If you eat on Yom Kippur, if you drink, or if you do malach. Those are the only three activities that you get karis for. The other inuyim might be darais according to the Rambam, but there's no chiyuv karis because the pasuk doesn't say karis in the other context. It only says it by achilah shesiyah melacha. Okay, so clearly achilah shesiyah melacha than the other inuyim. We find that the shir achilah shesiyah on Yom Kippur is different than for macholas asuras. Right, as you mentioned from the Mishnah, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the shir is kikoseves hagasa. Kikoseves hagasa. Like a large date, right? Not a large fig. A large kosevis is a date, a large date. Pardon me, I think I said a large fig before. A large date. How much is a large date? It's taka machlokas in the Gemara. Is it a little bit less than a kibetza, more than a kibetza? I think we pask in a little bit less than a kibetza, right? The Shulchan Aruch says it's two thirds. Right? Two thirds of a kibetza, something like that. Where's the Shulchan Aruch? Shulchan Aruch is way at the end in source 23. Okay, we'll get to that. Also two-thirds of a middle-sized beitza. What's that? Is that a large? I don't know. But a medium, right? The medium-sized egg now, I think, is called large. Strange, right? No, that's because no one wants to eat a medium egg. You want to eat the best. So they call the regular egg is the large egg. It's a strange world we live in. Okay, so two-thirds of a beitza, that's about a koseves hagas, about a large thing. Okay. So koseves hagasa for achila on Yom Kippur, and melo lugmav, a cheekful for shisiyah. Melo lugmav is a rove revius. We know when it comes to macholas asuras in general, what's the shear for achila and shisiyah? So achila is bekezayis, and shisiyah is berevius. Comes to Yom Kippur, suddenly the shear are different. Why the difference? So the Gemara Daf Ayin Tes in Yuma explains it's because the Posuk says something different. It doesn't say Lo Sochlu. What does it say? Gemara in Yuma Daf Ayin Tes and Aleph says Kimlu Rabbanan de Behachi Miyas Vadaite Batz Mehachi Lo Miyas Vadaite. It says Lo Seuna Te'anu Es Nafsho Sechem V'chol HaNefesh Asher Lo Seuna Be'etzem Hayam Hazeh V'Nichrisa. It's all a function of the Inui. So it has to be miyashiv daito to violate the Isra Achila. So kimlo hula rabbanan, the chachamim have a kabbalah that you need a shir malo lugmav to be miyashiv daito. You don't need a revius. You're not going to be meuna if you drink a malo lugmav. You're not going to be meuna. You will be meuna if you eat a kezayis. You have to eat more than a kezayis to be miyashiv daito. It has to be a little bit more. Right, a kezayis. It's close to half of a kibetza, but you have to eat two-thirds of a beitza to be miyashiv daito. It's interesting. You have to eat more in order to be miyashiv daito, drink less. That's the way it is. That's the Kabbalah that Chazal have. As Rashi writes, V'afal gab b'kol shir achila sisa b'kezayis hi harimi li'echad k'siv achila abul hocha shalo su'un ha'ksiv v'kol kamad lo miyashiv daito inuhu. It's all a function of the inu. When it comes to Yom Kippur, a person can't be... can't have a bittul inui, so to speak, right? So the shir achila shesi is a function of what's going to stop the inui, what's going to prevent him from being afflicted. So Chazal have a kabbalah, kikoseves hagasa is the shir for achila, and kimelo lugmav is the shir for shesi. That's why the shir is different than for machalos asuras. The achronim have a question. They raise a question about the nature of this issur. Should we assume that the shir for achila on Yom Kippur is different, that's a prat, because the Pasuk says, Ashelo Sa'una, so therefore there's a prat in the Isra Achilin Shasiyah on Yom Kippur that's different than Macholas Hatsiris. But fundamentally, the Isra is an Isra Achilin, the Isra is an Isra Shasiyah. So should we say, no, maybe the fact that the Shir for Achilin Shasiyah on Yom Kippur is different, that's Megala, that the whole nature of the Isra is different. Maybe the Isra is not Maisa Achilin Bechlau, maybe the whole Isra is Bittul Ha'inui. That's not just the din in the Shir, because of Xeris HaKosim. But maybe the whole nature of the Isra has changed. That's a shaila that some of the achronim raise. What's the din? Achila and shesiyah on Yom Kippur is the issa the maisa achila? Maisa achila with a different shear? Or is the issa bittul ha'inu? Bittul ha'inu? Bittul ha'inu, because the lashon of the pasuk is mashma like that. V'inisim es nafsho seichem, asher lo su'una, ta'anu es nafsho seichem. The pasuk focus is shown so much on inui, so maybe that's the whole nature of the issa. So this question, we find the hints to this in the Gemara and in the Rishonim in many different contexts. The first issue that the Rishonim touch on related to this question is the issue of achila gas on Yom Kippur. Let's say a person stuffs himself. What's the din? So the Gemara on the Pema Bay says, Amar Eish Lakish, source 8, ha'ochel achila gas of Yom Kippur and Potter. Eish Lakish says, someone who eats achila gas on Yom Kippur is Potter. Well, how can he eat achila gas? He's not eating at all. So Rashi says, right, he ate at the Suda Mavsekes, Kesudas Shlomo B'Shaita. Right, he ate a big Suda, stuffed himself even then. And then Yom Kippur comes and he eats a little bit more. So he doesn't have room to eat anything. And that's Rashi in Suas Nach. Ochel Leili Yom Kippur Malasova, Shaya Saveh Mesuda Sheikhsipa, Bechoma Shaocha Mishacha Sheikha, Achila Gasa Haisa, Veshalo Lahana. That's Achila Gasa on Yom Kippur. So comes Reish Lakish and says that you're potter for them. You're potter for them. My Taima, Asholo Su'una Ksiv Prat Lamazik. Pasuk says, "Chalanefesh asher lo seuna beetsmei amazev v'nichrisa," relating to achila. Since it says asher lo seuna prat lamazik, it comes to exclude a mazik, someone who's mazik. What does that mean? Someone who's mazik. So turn over to Rashi again. Prat lamazik says Rashi, "Lo zeh she'ena mevatlam imenu shem inui al yedei achila zu ela mazik hu esa ochlam ve'es atzmo." Says Rashi, someone who eats an achila gasa on Yom Kippur, what's he doing? He's not deriving any benefit from the achila. He's mazik the ochlin, and he's mazik himself. Rashi mentions two things over here. Right? That he's mazik the ochlin, and he's mazik himself. Now, it's interesting. Reish Lakish has another halacha, that ha-ochel... How does it say? Zar she-ochel trum achila gasa, mesharim esakarin, ve'enu mesharim esachomish. We know that a zar, a non-kohen, who eats truma, has to pay karin v'chomish. He pays for the principal. He's stealing truma. Because he's eating it, and it's not his, it belongs to a kohen. It belongs to the Sheva Kahuna, so he has to pay back the Karen for sure, the principal. But the Chiddush is, Gzeiras HaKosev, he has to pay Chomesh as well, that's a fine, he has to pay a fifth. So why does he not pay a Chomesh if he eats an Achila Gasa? He says, Zar She'ochel Truma, so why shouldn't he pay a Chomesh? So comes the Gemara and says, Ki Yochel Prat Lamazik. Ish Ki Yochel Kodesh B'Shkaga V'Yasar Chamish Yisal. V'Nasan LaKohen Es HaKodesh. So, it says kiyocha, so we learn kiyocha prat lamazik. Just like achila gas on Yom Kippur, it's hashelo seuna prat lamazik. So too kiyocha zar shochot shum achila gas is part of kiyocha prat lamazik. What's prat lamazik over here? So if I were Rashi, I would have written the same thing. What does he say over here when it comes to zar shochot shum? So here Rashi says potter emochla lasova prat lamazik is a shum. He says prat lamazik is a shum. Comes to Yom Kippur, he says prat lamazik. Es a ochlin ve es atzmo. But by Zar Shachot Shum, he says, Prat lemazik es a chum. Some of the Echonim point out, you see that there's a difference in Rashi's understanding over here. Right, when it comes to chumah, what does the pasuk say? Kiyocha. So if he's mazik es a chumah, does heisnish tachila? That's not called achila. It's not achila. It's not achila, it's not bechal kerem bechomish. But legabi achila on Yom Kippur, it doesn't say kiyocha. What does it say? Asher lo seuna. So Rashi has to add another prat. It's not just that he's mazik as a ochlin. He has to be mazik himself. Because if he wouldn't be mazik himself, if he'd be miyashev daito, if he feels satisfied from this achila, even if he's mazik as a ochlin, it doesn't matter because you don't need an achila on Yom Kippur to be chayim. That's how Rashi is learning. That the nature of the isser is totally different. It's not a mais achila, but rather it's bittel inli. It's that you're being miyashev daito. So Rashi has to say, achila gas is not only not called an achila. It's also not mevatel inui, it's not miyashiv daito at all. He's mazik himself. He's not satisfying himself. He's not helping himself. He's mazik himself. So therefore he's going to be part. Rabbi Chananel says it beferish. Right? Abel ochel achila gasa v'yom ha-kippurim b'mitztar mima she'ochel harbi emosif ha-menhag o-potter my taima ashel osu neksif. He says it's just simple. Ashel osu, since he's mitztar, it's not bechlau bitol ha-inui. So therefore... Minatora, he's butter. Right? He's saying the whole idea is he's mitzayir. It has nothing to do with being mazik ochlim. Forget about the ochlim. It's the gavra. The gavra is mitzayir himself with his achilas. He's mitzayir himself with his achila. It can't be awesome. Because the pasuk says asher lo seuna. The nature of the issue is that you can't be mevatel inu. You can't be miyashiv daito. But if he's mitzayir himself, so then there's nothing to talk about. Of course, it's going to be permissible, at least on a deraisa. Okay, so this is one area. Achila gas is one area where we see that perhaps achila yom kippur is a totally
different type of iser. It's not just a maisa achila, an iser of a maisa achila with a different shear. Like the whole nature of the iser is different. The shear is just a gilu milsa. It reveals that the nature of the iser is different in general. Another question that might hinge on this issue, I want to point out, is let's say a person eats achila shelo kedarka. Achila shelo kedarka, abnormal eating. Eating in an abnormal fashion. We talked about that in the context of Blas B'chalif, right? Achila shelo kedarka is also by Blas B'chalif, because it doesn't say lo socha. Right? It says lo sevasho gadiba chalevi mil. The Torah uses a lashon of bishul to teach me the isra achila. And we talked about why that's true, but that's what the Torah does. Because it doesn't say lo sochlu, so even achila shelo kedarka is also. That's an isra daraisa. What's the deal when it comes to achila and Yom Kippur? Is achila shelo kedarka also min haTorah or not? This is the famous sheet of the Shagas Arya. Shagas Arya says that on Yom Kippur, even achila shelo kedarko is also min haTorah. This is in source 12. Shagas Arya has a whole discussion of Issachal al Issa with Issa Mosef and Issa Koil. I spared you. I mean, take a look. It's a Gevaldik Shagas Arya. But for our purposes, the line of the Shagas Arya is really key. This line is probably the most famous line in that sim. Agav Urchin. You know, this is an Agav Urcha statement to the Shagas Arya. You know, he has a whole statement, but Agav Urcha will teach you an important halacha. So this important halacha really turned the world upside down. Lomadnu de ha'ocha v'shosu b'yom ha'kippur m'shlo k'derech achil ushti achayif. He says, achil ushlo k'derech on Yom Kippur, shsiya shlo k'derech is chayif. Min ha'Torah. Why? Mishim d'lo k'siva gabei achila, el ha'she lo su'un ha'ksiv. V'harei lo nesana. Even achil ushlo k'derech, the reality is, he's miyashiv naito with that achila. It might be a strange way of doing it. Right? Let's say he swallows something whole. He's swallowing it whole. Or maybe he's eating it hot, so maybe he can burn it, he'll burn his mouth. But the reality is, he'll feel satisfied from it. He won't be as hungry. So he is miyashiv daita. It's up to Shagas Arya, achila shelo kedarka on Yom Kippur is awesome in HaTorah. Because asher lo su'un ha'ksiv. How is he learning? He's obviously learning achila on Yom Kippur. It's not an iser achila. It's an iser of bitul ha'inui. So if you're not avatul inui, then the Torah prohibits that kind of achila. Many of the Svarim, Rav Zsolti, Rav Sternbuch, different Svarim point out that the Rambam seems to disagree with the Shagas Arya. He holds there's an element of an Isra Achila here too. What Rambam? Who Rambam? The Rambam, in Hilchas Yisode HaTorah, in Perakei Halacha Ches, the Rambam in Source 15. The Rambam writes, Bamedavar Mamurim, Shem Misrapim Bishari Surim El B'makom Sakona. We know for the Gimel Avera Sachamuros, even B'makom Sakona, one is not allowed to derive any benefit from them. One can't violate those Yisurim. Arayas, Avodazar, and Shvichas Damim, you can't do that even Makom Sakona. But Shara Averas, the Makom Sakona, Cholishesh Bo Sakona, then you're allowed to be Misrape from Shari Sur. So Zokhtar Rambam, Bamedvar Mamurim, that you're allowed to be Misrape B'makom Sakona. Only B'makom Sakona. Bizman Shein Derech Hana Asam. Kon Shemachil Nasa Cholish Kotzim Ramasim, Mochamit Zufesach, or Shemachil Nasa B'yom HaKippurim. Defeating the Chola, Macholos Asurus, are the Shkotzim Ramasim. Mamish machalos asuros that are always also ochametz for Pesach that are machalos asuros 7 days, 8 days during the year. Osh machin also be Yom Kippurim. Again, they're feeding him kosher food. It's Yom Kippur though. That's awesome. So says the Rambam. Only b'makom sakona you're allowed to eat in these no circumstances. If it's derech hanoav or shelo derech hanoav, and gonsha osin olutia or melugva mechametz on orla. Let's say he's nene from the orla, nene from the chametz for Pesach. Those are yisurei hanoav. He's nene in some medicinal way. Oh, shemashkin also dvarim sheyesh behen mar meurav misur and meichel. Or he's eating, drinking something that has a bitter additive inside of it. So he's not really. It's not the normal way to partake of such an item. It's not a derech hanah. Sharei ein behen hanah lecheich. His palate is not getting hanah, but he is being satisfied by what he's eating. It is nutritional. He gets the nutritional benefit of the item. That's motiv mishlov makom sakon. In most machalos asuras, chutz mikilei akarim ubasa b'chalav. Shinasurim afilu shelo kederech hano. Even shelo kedarkan, it's also to eat basa v'chalav, it's also to eat kilei hakerem, because it doesn't use a lashon achila. By kilei hakerem, it says pentukdash, lashon of hegish. By basa v'chalav, it says lo sevashel. So because you use a different lashon, even shelo kederech hano is going to be aser in those cases. But in other machalos asuras, of the Rambam, shelo kederech hano minatorah is going to be mutter. Right? It's going to be mutter minatorah. Now notice, what's one example that the Rambam gives? Machilah also be Yom Kippur. Rambam seems to say, achilah shelo kedarkan on Yom Kippur is mutter minatorah. Again, the Shagasai. The Shagasai holds it. It's awesome minatorah, because Ashelo Sa'una teaches me that the nature of the Isser is Betel Ha'inui. Rambam seems to say, Yom Kippur is not so different than other machalas Asuras. Achilah and Yom Kippur is also an Isser of a Maisa Achilah. Yeah, the goal is that you shouldn't be Mevatel Inui, but Kach Nemra Halacha, that even though the shear is based on the Bittul Inui, but the nature of the Isser is an Isser Achila. So if you eat Shalom Kedarko, Minatora, there is no Isser. That's how the Rambam seems to be learning. And the Rambam echoes this sentiment in a different context as well. The Rambam in Hilcha Shvisas Asar, Perek Beis Halacha Hei. Where's that Rambam? Do you have it on here? Ah, yes, 11. The Rambam in source 11 writes, I'm not sure why it's in this order. Oh, I put the Rambam before the Shagasai. The Rambam in Hilchos Shvisas also perek beis halacha hey, right before the Shagasai in source 11. Ochel ochlin she'enem ruyin l'maychel adam gana sovim ha'morim ostrovim ha'ba'ushim o'sheshosa mashkim she'enem ruyin l'shtia gana siro muryas v'chol metzchak. Eat brine, fish brine, vinegar, raw vinegar, bitter herbs, right? Bitter sounds like Pesach, right? Bitter grasses, different things that are not normal for people to eat, not normal for people to drink. Even if you ate or drank a lot of it, there is a potum and a karis of a makanos or makas mardis. The Rambam says there's no karis, there's only makas mardis. So clearly, that's not just potum and akaris, but it's an issur d'oraisa. If you only get makas mardis, that sounds like it's only the rabbanon. So that's the Rambam l'shita. So that achila on Yom Kippur is not an issur of bitul ha'inui, but rather it's a maisa achila. So if you're eating something that's a davar she'en aroi, right? The Rambam says if you eat shelo kedarko, there's no issur d'oraisa. If you eat something that's a davar she'en aroi, that's also like an achila shelo kedarko. It's not a normal achila. Either it's the way that you're eating it, or the chayfets that you're eating is not normal. That's not called a maisa achila. So there's no issur d'oraisa to eat such an item. Right? There's a Rambam holds achila and Yom Kippur is a function of a maisa achila. It's not just a function of bittul ha'inah. In sharp contrast to the Shagas Ari, who seems to say that it's just bittul ha'inah. The Beis Yosef quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham. Beis Yosef in Tav Reish Yud Beis quotes the Rabbeinu Yerucham, who says that if you drink a lot of chometz, you are going to be chayiv. And he said, and the Bach explains over there in Tav Reish Yud Beis that the Rabbeinu Yerucham holds that achilah on Yom Kippur is a function of bittul ha'inui. So if it's a function of bittul ha'inui, and you drink a lot of chometz, you're going to. It's not such a great taste, but the reality is you're not going to have the same sense of inui because you are miyashiv daito a little bit. You are gaining from the nutritional benefit. So Rabbeinu Yerucham holds it. There's no Isser Achila. That excuse me, that you'll be chayiv min haTorah because there is an Isser Achila violated because you were mevatel the inui. What does the Rambam hold? The Rabbeinu Manoach says that maybe the Rambam holds that you're not really miyashiv daito if you eat so much chometz. You're not miyashiv daito. You're not miyashiv daito if you eat dvarim that are not roi lachil. That's how the Rabbeinu Manoach wants to explain the Rambam. He's so convinced achila yom kippur has to be bittul ha'inui that he turns the Rambam on its head. He says the Rambam holds that you're not miyashiv daito, and that's why min haTorah it's permissible. However, based on what we're saying over here, the Rambam could be explained very simply. The Rambam holds achila yom kippur is like macholas asuros in the sense that the nature of the iser is it's a maisa achila. Yes, the shear is different. It's a function of the inui, but the nature of the issur is that it's maisa achila. So the Rambam said that if you're not going to do a maisa achila, if you're eating shelo kedarko, if you're eating a dover she'en aroi, then there's no issur d'oraisa for that. That's the simple explanation for the shita of the Rambam. Questions? Okay, so this is the second area where we find this discussion of the nature of the Yisrael Chila Yom Kippur. Ochal Shelo Kedarko or Ochal Dvarim Shein Amruim.
The third issue that's discussed is what type of hanoa do you need to violate the Yisrael Chila? Maybe we should ask, what type of hanoa do you need to violate Macholas Asuris in general? What kind of a hanoa? Hanoa in the mouth, in the throat, hanoa in the stomach, what kind of hanoa do you need? This is a Macholas Amoroim in the Gemara in Chulin. Where's the Gemara? 13, thank you very much. Amar Reb Shimon ben Lakish, Kezayah she'amru chutz mishal bein ha'shinayim. Reish Lakish has a shita, or at least that's what the Gemara thinks initially, that when we talk about a kezayis of macholas asuras, that's aside from what's bein hashinayim. Aside from what's bein hashinayim, meaning what remains in the teeth, if you eat macholas asuras and you have something remaining in your teeth, that's not mitzarev to the shir. Rabbi Yochanan amar afim bein hashinayim. Rabbi Yochanan, according to the first lashon in the Gemara, holds that not only what you eat, what you swallow, but even what remains in the teeth, that also is mitzarev to the shir kezayis. Amar Rav Papa, b'shal bein hashinayim d'kuliyama lo pligi. Rav Papa says, no, there's no machlokas amarayim about what's in the mouth, what's in the teeth. That's not mitzdarif. You have to have an achila, it has to be something. Ki pligi bein achanichai. Shaila is what remains sort of in the throat. In the throat. What enters into the throat, but somehow it doesn't make it down to the stomach. Mar sovar harei nena grona b'kazayis. One holds that since you have a nos garon, you were nene begron because I said goron was nene because I said that's enough. Who says that? Rav Yochanan, right? Af ben achanichayim. Not af ben achanichayim, but af ben achanichayim. My sovar, Reish Lakish holds achila b'meya b'ina. Reish Lakish says that we're not mitzareif what's ben achanichayim. We're only mitzareif what you actually swallow. It goes down to the belly. Amar Vasi, Amar Rav Yochanan, Ochol Chatzizayis V'yikil V'chaz V'ochol Chatzizayis Acher Chayim. So Rav Asi quoted Rav Yochanan, who says the nafkemina to what he just said, that Hanoas Goron is enough. Let's say a person eats a Chatzizayis and he throws it up, and he eats another Chatzizayis and throws it up. So Rav Yochanan, you're going to be Chayim for that. My time, Maharei Nene, Grona B'Kazayis. You had Hanoas Goron, there was no Hanoas Meyov because you threw it up. Rav Yochanan though holds Hanoas Goron is enough. So if Hanoz Goron is enough, if a person has Hanoz Goron of Chatzizayis and Hanoz Goron of another Chatzizayis, even if he threw it up and he doesn't have Hanoz Meayim of the full Kazayis, he's still going to violate the Issa Machalot Asuros and he's going to be Chayim for that. So there seems to be Machlokas Amoroyim. What type of Hanoz do you need for Machalot Asuros in general? Is Hanoz Goron sufficient or do you need Hanoz Meayim? So came the Chasam Sofer in a tshuva and he said, regarding Yom Kippur, even Rabbi Yochanan, whom we paskin like, would admit that you need hanas meir. Rabbi Yochanan says the gavi machalas asuros hanas goron is sufficient. So if you're only nene begrono, if you throw up the food and you're only nene begrono, he says you still chayev. Zaptu has himself for the gavi yom kippur. Even he would admit that you need hanas meir. Why? Because it says ashalosuuna. Ashalosuuna implies that you have to have some kind of a satiation, some kind of a sviya, b'sof mayav. The mechaschinach is that the Chasam Sofer never meant to say Rabbi Yochanan holds that Yom Kippur is totally different, that we don't follow Hanoas Goron, we only follow Hanoas Mayav. No, he meant to say that you need both. Avadi, you still need Hanoas Goron, but you also need Hanoas Mayav. You need both when it comes to Yom Kippur. You need Hanoas Meir because of the Pasuk Hashel Asuna, but you would need Hanoas Goron as well, Zokta Minchas Chinuch, even according to the Chasam Sofer. Because why? Because Mistoma, you need an Achila when it comes to Yom Kippur. And without Hanoas Goron, Rabbi Yochanan says, that's not an Achila. You need a Hanoas Goron in order to violate this Achila on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Chaim Eizer Gezensky in his Achiezer, in his Tshuvas Achiezer, invokes this Chasam Sofer. He invokes actually the way that the Minchas Chinuch understood the Chasam Sofer, to answer a very important shayla. This is in Surah 16. Al dvar shelas harofi imutu b'yom ha-kippurim lahaknas l'chola ochlo mashke l'tol guf al yedei klister derech ha-chalcholis. What does that mean? It's a mutter for a rofe to feed a chola on Yom Kippur ochlo mashke derech what? An ivy. A klister, right? Some kind of a... I don't know what a klister is either, but it means some kind of a tube.
That's really what it means. Right? So can you take Ochel Mashke Derech and IV on Yom Kippur? Will that be a violation of the Isra Achil and Shasiyah on Yom Kippur or not? Well, the Daito, Chaim Weizer says, according to this person who was asking the Shaila, came into the Yom Kippur and be Yisuva Daito Tole, came in the Savea Al Yidei Hanoas Meya, the Ikanami Chi of Karis B'chai Gavni. This person wanted to say, look, when it comes to Yom Kippur, the Isser is Asher Lo Se'une, it's totally be Yisuve Daito. So if he has a Sviya through the Hanoas Meya, right, the IV, the feeding tube, let's say, I'm sorry, not I think he's just talking about a feeding tube, not an IV. A feeding tube, you have a clister going straight into the stomach. So if he's getting hana besoch meya from the feeding tube, so then it's metzmamish shachil on Yom Kippur. That's the yisra achil on Yom Kippur. So avada, he should be achi of karis. L'dayti hadavar poshet zokter b'chayim oizer nitazoy. Afilu l'mash achil ishachasam sofer, d'bi yom ha-kippurim. Just one second. L'dayti, he says, what nitazoy? Does he say... Again, this person was saying, since Yom Kippur is dependent on Yishuv Hadas and Yisur Ve'ah, so there's a Chi of Karis. Okay, fine, there's a Chi of Karis. Okay. Right. Chaim Moses says, I disagree. Why? The Daiti Hadav HaPoshet, Afilu Mashachid Yishach HaSam Sofer, even according to the HaSam Sofer, was Mechanei Shlubi Yom HaKippur HaMosagi Bahanoas, Goron Ubeinan Hanoas Meyav. The HaSam Sofer says that when it comes to Yom Kippur, Hanoas Goron's not enough. You need a Nos Mayayim as well. Even Rabbi Yochanan, who normally says by Machalas Asuros, Hanos Goron is enough. When it comes to Yom Kippur, he requires a Nos Mayayim. But Zeu Dafka Ba'ochel Derech Hagorim. He also requires a Nos Goron. There has to be an Achila. Al Shalom B'derech Achilas Hagorim. Lo Havi Lo Shem Achila Klal. Lo Shayach B'zeh Shumchi of Mashamachnis L'Toch Mayayim. No one would say Hanos Mayayim is enough. Hanos Meyav is also necessary. It's necessary, but it's not sufficient. Right? You need Hanos Meyav, but you also need Hanos Goron to violate the Yisra Achil on Yom Kippur. Ube'emez gam l'das achasem sofer d'bi Yom HaKippur b'inan Hanos Meyav mikol makom Hanos Goron anami b'inan. Of course you need Hanos Goron, as the Menachas Chinuch explains. So since putting food into a person's stomach through a feeding tube is not a Ma'aseh Achila, there's a Sviya, there is Hanos Me'ayim, but there's no Ma'aseh Achila, but there's Dr. Chaim Weizer, there's no Ma'aseh Achila on Yom Kippur, if you do that. Just because it says Asher Lo Se'une, yeah, Asher Lo Se'une tells me that you need Hanos Me'ayim. If you ate the food and you threw it up, then you don't violate any Issa. Right? You need Hanos Me'ayim as well, but you also need Hanos Goron, because you need a Cheftz of a Ma'aseh Achila. Without Hanos Goron, there is no Ma'aseh Achila. So taking food, derech a feeding tube, that's not a Ma'aseh Achila. In a similar way, if someone were to take some kind of nutrient through an IV, that also wouldn't be a Ma'aseh Achila, right? Intravenous injection, they put some kind of a liquid nutrients, other things, right? They put liquid, they hydrate the person, they put some kind of nutrients through the IV. Presumably, Reb Chaim Weizer would say that's not us, that's not an Issa D'Oraisa. It's not an Issa D'Oraisa because the person might be Soveya, he doesn't feel like he's fasting, but it's not a Ma'aseh Achila. So if it's not a Ma'aseh Achila, then it shouldn't be awesome. Yes?
What about the prohibition of inui, meaning that if someone were to teach...
There's no such issa. The issa is achila. The shear is a function of inui. There's no issa of bitul ha'inui. Right? It's not the issa. So because that's not the issa, as long as you're not doing Ma'aseh Achila, there shouldn't be any problem. So they say that when the Rav had to eat on Yom Kippur, he had someone put an IV in before Yom Kippur into his body, so that he could get an IV IV nutrients, because eating on Yom Kippur for him was just something that he had such a pachad from that he couldn't bring food into his mouth. He couldn't bring himself to do that. So someone suggested to him, a doctor suggested to him, that he'll put an IV in before Yom Kippur, and then he'll be able to inject nutrients for him that way. And supposedly that's how he ate, because he had such a pachad. Moshe Feinstein was asked a similar shaila, and he said, a person is not mechuyev to do that. A person is not mechuyev to do that. The Rav had such a pacha that he just couldn't bring himself to eat, so he felt he had to do that. Moshe says, you're not really mechuyev to do that. If it's mutter for you to eat, so you can eat regularly on Yom Kippur. If it's not mutter, so then it's also, but if it's mutter, then you don't have to put an IV in. See, this is a very common thing. Apparently, people walk around with... IVs, and they hook themselves up. I hear this is not an uncommon thing that people do.
Moshe says that you don't have to do it. It's mutter to eat. It's mutter to eat. It's interesting. The people who hook themselves up are assuming that there still is an isra achila, and if they're not going to have achila, then it's a lower level isra. So then it's better to do that. Obviously, to put the IV in on Yom Kippur itself, that's a chashash of an isra malacha, right? To be chovel, even if it's letzorech, to be chovel to take up blood, you can't put the IV in without first puncturing the vein. So blood has to come out. So that one should not do. Right? That's awesome. Right? It's not an issue of whether it's mutter or whether a person has a chiyuv to do that to try to minimize the isurim, the isra achila. He's not allowed to do it anyway. There's an isra malacha on Yom Kippur. But whether a person's mechuyev to put the IV in before Yom Kippur to minimize the isra achila, Rav Moshe says that you're not mechuyev to do that. According to the Shagasai, you wouldn't even accomplish anything by doing that, right? The Shagasai holds what? That Achila on Yom Kippur is not an Isra Achila Bechlal, it's an Isra of Bittul Ha'inui. So according to him, it's taka also to do this. Yeah, I mean, if it's mutter for you to eat, then it's mutter. Right? There's no Shaila. But you're not accomplishing anything because there's no din of Maisa Achila over here Bechlal, it's all Bittul Ha'inui. So by putting the nutrition supplement, whatever it is, by putting the liquid in derech the IV, the person is not accomplishing anything, because even if he's not doing a ma'aseh achila, he'll still violate the issa, because the whole issa is about bittul inui. The whole discussion is assuming, like the Rambam, is assuming that even achila on Yom Kippur is a function of the ma'aseh achila. So according to them, there's a possibility you could talk about it. If you put an IV in and you eat derech the IV, so you're not doing a ma'aseh achila, so perhaps it's somewhat of a more lenient type of achila. Yes?
Should it also depend on whether or not eating on Yom Kippur is a tachiv, is a dahi, or a heter? I mean, if it's only a heter, then maybe some might want to do the IV, so that.
If it's only a heter, you mean if it's only dochi, if it's only a dochi, if it's just a limited type of pushing off of the isra, it's not hutra, it's not like it's completely mutter. Right. If it's hutra, so then it doesn't really matter what you're doing. There is no isra, basically, if it's hutra. So they're assuming that it's dochuya, right? They're assuming that it's dochuya, that we push off the isra achila in extenuating circumstances, so they want to minimize the isra. So they try not to do a ma'aseh achila. But according to the Shagasai, it's not an issue of ma'aseh achila bechlal. It's bittul inui. So if you're being mevatel the inui by putting some kind of nutrient into your body, l'chara, that should still be an issa. It should still be the same issa. So you're accomplishing nothing by doing it in a strange way. The Stechemed quotes from Agon that since the isra achila was written in the Torah b'loshen inui, the meila, one should not do certain skulis to make the fast of Yom Kippur easier. Apparently they had some magic that they used to do. They get a skula, put an amulet on, and somehow that would make the tinus easier. So he says, you're not supposed to do that, but that's not achila. He says, no, but the lashon of the pasuk is that you're not supposed to be mevatel the inui, so you can't take a skula to be mevatel the inui either. That's what the Stechem quotes from the Gaon. Most poskim disagree. Most poskim say that there's no issa. There's no issa to do something if you're not ochel. There's no issa to make the fast easier. Certainly there's no issa. There's some poskim that want to say you can't take the kalitzom pill before Yom Kippur to make the fast easier. Now they have these pills now. You have the kalitzom for the regular people and for the pregnant ladies and for the diabetics and for all different types of combinations of supplements and nutrients and other things that different people need. So they have it's a big business. So, but the taka works from what I've heard. You know, they have a kalitzom for people who have coffee, so that there's like a caffeine supplement in it. I kid you not. And apparently, these pills are very, very helpful to people. So some poskim suggested, based on the Gaon Echad that the Stechemed quotes, that maybe you can't do that because you're making the fast easier. So there are many who disagree vehemently, at least with that nakuda. Because they say that anything you do before the fast is certainly not a problem. I mean, we eat before the fast. It's like, if you can't make the fast easier by doing something beforehand, so what's the heter to eat? We should have to minimize the eating that we do. I mean, no one ever heard of such an idea. So to do something before Yom Kippur to make the fast easier, that certainly should be permissible. But even to do something on Yom Kippur itself, perhaps that should be permissible as well. That's not achila. Yeah, I know some people take a caffeine suppository. You shouldn't really have such an idea. Right, they're going to get a caffeine headache. So some people take a caffeine suppository. I mean, this didn't exist when I was growing up. We didn't have such things.
Yeah, but now people think of all different possibilities. No, people really have serious headaches from the caffeine withdrawal. So lechora, according to the logic that the poskim are developing, that should be permissible. It's not achila. Is it mevatel the inu? Okay, it's mevatel the inu. But if it's not achila, perhaps there should be no problem to do it. Yeah.
Taking a
kali
on Anyum Kippur
isn't achila. Anyum Kippur, so you're saying that's not achila. If you're taking it through the mouth, you're swallowing it, so is that called achila? Not, that's a shailen poskim. Is blia normally called achila or not? It's a discussion. Some of the poskim use that, the mitzayef, that lekula in certain contexts. But in this case, I'd be machmir. To be choshesh, that maybe blia, swallowing without chewing, is also called achila. But that I wouldn't do. But to take the kalitzum before Yom Kippur to make it easier to fast, that I think is 100% permissible. But even a caffeine suppository, you're not swallowing it, you're not taking a derech haper. So I think there's room to say that perhaps that's permissible. It's mevatel the inui. Yeah, a person is going to be mu'una from the caffeine withdrawal. So it's mevatel the inui, but I think if a person is not ochel, l'chor, it should be permissible to do that. Okay, let's say the doctor's tell a cholah that he has to eat. So, what does he do? He can just eat regularly? It's Yom Kippur. Like, can he just eat regularly, or does he have to somehow minimize the amount that he eats? So, the source for this discussion is the Gemara in Krisus. The Gemara in Krisus says, in source 18, he tira la l'ubra lech ol pavos mikashir mipnei hasakon, that they permitted for a muberes, for a pregnant lady, to eat on Yom Kippur, Pachas, Pachas, Mikashir. Actually, they're talking about Machalas Asuras in general. Muberes, if she has a craving, so we're afraid that there's some kind of a sakana, so she can eat Pachas, Mikashir. Pachas, Pachas, Mikashir. That's what they say. Each time she eats less than a shir, then she waits a shir of Kedeach less Paras, and she can eat another Pachas, Mikashir. But that's what they permitted for an Ubro. So what's the din by a Chola? So, the Ramban in Yuma writes that Chol is the same halacha. Chol on Yom Kippur, who's allowed to eat, he has to eat davka pachas pachas mikashir. He has to be careful not to have a full shir. If he can, obviously, if he's a chol shir b'sakana, and the doctor said he has to eat kashir at one time, so he has to do that. There's no question. But let's say the doctor said he can get away with pachas pachas mikashir, so then he's supposed to do that, says the Ramban. And this sheet is quoted by the Magid Mishnah in source 20. Because when Achronim Kshemachilah Sachola Machila also Pachas Pachas Mikashir Bechderchilas Pras Kedei LaHokel Olav. We want to be Makel on the Isra Achila on Yom Kippur, so we tell the Chola to eat Pachas Pachas Mikashir if he can handle that. He says in the second line, V'nirin Hadvarim Bechem Ochil Bechrisus Perak Amrul. That's Muchach from the Gemara Krisus like that, says the Magid Mishnah. Oh yeah, so Muchach. Gemara Krisus is not talking about Chola on Yom Kippur. It's talking about Muberes. These Achronim were really Rishonim, but for the Magid Mishnah they were Achronim. Right? They were late Rishonim. Right? These Rishonim hold that Muberes and Chola are the same. It's Hainuhach. It's the same thing. If a person can eat Mipnei HaSakana, we tell them to eat Pachas Pachas Mikashir. But from the Rambam, you don't really get that impression. The Rambam has a long halacha here in Hilchos Shvi'is Asa, Perek Beis Halacha Ches, in Source 19. It talks about what the dinim of a Chola are. Chola Sheyesh Bo Sakana Sheshal Lechol B'Yom HaKippurim. So he gives cases if the Rofim say he doesn't need, but he says he does need. Or he says he doesn't need, and the Rofim say he doesn't. He goes back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. So he's basically nakel in most of the circumstances, right? Almost all of the circumstances. Because if someone says that the Chola needs to eat, so then we have to be choshish. Maybe it's a suffix sakana. So he says that it's mutter to eat. Mutter to eat, but he doesn't say anything but pachas mikashir. So, from the Magid Mishnah, you get the impression that maybe he wants to put the Rambam with the Ramban. He doesn't really talk about the Rambam in this discussion, right? He doesn't say anything about the Rambam holding that he has to eat Pachas Mikashir, but he does quote the Ramban. It's interesting. So the Netziv, in his parish on the Sheiltas, he suggests that maybe the Rambam is Mechalik. Muberes l'chod and chol l'chod. Muberes can only eat Pachas Mikashir because really there's no real sakon over here. The sakon is for the Uber. That's how he learns. The real sakon is for the Uber. If the Muberes doesn't eat, then we feel that there's a sakana for the Uber, so it's a suffix sakana, so we can feed her. But she should eat Pachas Pachas Mikashir, because the Uber is not going to be sakana. It's not going to be the sakana if she eats Pachas Pachas Mikashir. But by a Chola, we're not talking about that there's a sakana for the Chola himself. If the muberes is not besakana, so then what's the heter? A suffix sakana for the uber is not going to violate isurim. We're not going to violate isurim for that. But if the chola himself is besakana, so then maybe the Rambam holds that you don't have to eat pachas pachas megvishia. Once he's a chola sheish besakana, so then he tirala. Then the Torah is matir for the chola to eat. Even though there's an issa achila on Yom Kippur, but if the chol is allowed to eat, so maybe there's no reason that he should eat pachas pachas megvishia. If the lady is pregnant, it's not sakana for her, it's a sakana for the uber. So there, in a case of suffix sakana, if she can minimize and eat pachas pachas megvishia, then she should. But by the chol, since the sakana is for the gadol himself, for the individual himself, so maybe there's no requirement to eat pachas pachas megvishia. What is this shaila dependent on? Whether there is an obligation for the chol to eat pachas pachas megvishia to try to minimize the achila that he's doing? Well, no. That once the Isra Achila is pushed away, so then he can eat kashir, he can eat in a regular way. L'chora, it's a function of the heter of pikuach nefesh. Right? What's the nature of the heter of pikuach nefesh? Do we say that that's hutra or the chuyah? Someone mentioned this before, right? Is the heter of pikuach nefesh hutra or the chuyah? Is it an expansive type of heter that we say that the Isra doesn't exist at all? Right? Do we say, no, it's limited, it's the chuyah, the isra is there, it's just the Torah says that you're allowed to push the isra away. It's not that it's mutter, that it's not asa b'chlal, it is asa, but the Torah allowed you to push it away. So we find a discussion of this in other contexts. What's the din of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos, for example? You have a chola, you have someone who's in need, chola sheyesh bo sakana, real sakana here. I'm not talking about, you know, taking medicines for chola sheyesh bo sakana. Chola sheyesh bo sakana mamash. So we know that Shabbos is nidche b'fnei pikuach nefesh. So what's the nature of that halacha? Is that limited? Was that expansive? So that's a discussion, a big discussion. We're just going to touch on it. It's a big discussion. The Rambam in Hilchos Shabbos in Perek Beis, at the very beginning, he starts Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos with quite a telling statement. This is in Source 21. D'chuya hi Shabbos etzel sakonis nefoshes kishar kol mitzvos. The Rambam says that Shabbos is pushed off before pikuach nefesh, just like other mitzvahs. Kol HaTorah Kula, right? Pikuach nefesh is docha Kol HaTorah Kula. Shabbos is no different. What's the key word to this phrase of the Rambam? Dechuya. He does say dechuya. So the Kesef Mishnah says, look, we find in Shas many discussions where we have a question whether something is dechuya or it's hutra. So he says this is another case, right? Anytime that you find that Isurei HaTorah are mutter in certain contexts, so the question always is, how expansive is that heter? Very expansive? Limited? What is it? So he says this is also a discussion, and from the Rambam you get the impression that he paskins that whenever we push off Isurim in the Torah, anytime, Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, Aseh Docheloz, Aseh Kelayim B'Tzitzis, all these, any case where we push off Isurim, Kesef Mishnah is learning the Rambam hold, it's always the Chuyah. Always the Chuyah. The Magid Mishnah, later on the Rambam, in Perek Beis, it's a complicated read in the Magid Mishnah. But the Magid Mishnah in Perek Beis, Halacha Yudalid, he disagrees, and he holds that according to the Rambam, pikuach nefesh is taka hutra on Shabbos. He doesn't mean dechuya. He means that it's pushed off completely. Don't look at the lashon dechuya in the Rambam that he means dechuya. He's not an achron. He's not clearing a shaila. He's saying that it's mutter to do, it's mutter completely. And he has different rayas. The Magid Mishnah would say that one is allowed to do for a chol sheyesh bo sakana, not just what he needs for his health. That without that, he's besakon. No, once he's b'sakana, you can do anything to make his life easier. You can make a fire to warm him. Not because he's b'sakana if it'll be too cold. No, but it's better for him. To do things, to turn on the lights, to do things to make it better for the chol sheyesh b'sakana, according to the Magid Mishnah, that's permissible. Because once he's in the status of chol sheyesh b'sakana, so Shabbos is hutra b'makom pikuach nefesh, he says, according to the Rambam. So, l'chora, this question, whether a chola on Yom Kippur has to eat dafka pachas pachas min kashir, or he can eat kashir, chola sheyesh bo sakana, mamish bo sakana, l'chora, that's dependent on this shayla. Do you say that Isurei Torah are hutru b'fnei pikuach nefesh, or do you say that they're only dechuya? Is there a limited heter? If there's a limited heter, then obviously he has to minimize dechiyas Isurim, so he'd have to eat pachas pachas min kashir. But if you said that it's a more expansive heter, if it's hutra, so then he can eat kashir. Once he's in a status that the iser is pushed off, then he'd be allowed to even eat kashir. How do we paskin? So the Shulchan Aruch writes in the last source, in source 23, "Kshemachilin es ha'ubro, so es ha'chola, machilin es ha'ma'at ma'at." This is in Aruch Chaim, Simitof Reishu Ches Siv Zayin. We feed the chola ma'at ma'at, a little bit, kadesh lo yitztaref l'shim. Pachos, pachos mikashim, ma'at ma'at, right? Ma'at ma'at. And he tells you what the shirma, to prevent you from having pachos mikashim, right? Less than two-thirds of a beitza, less than kimalugmav, etc. So you get the impression from the Shulchan Aruch that he holds that pikuach nefesh is only the chuyah. So the chola has to eat pachos, pachos mikashim. Reb Chaim paskin that for a chola sheish bo sakana, he's allowed to eat kedarka. The chola on Yom Kippur has to eat. The Rofim say that the chola has to eat. Then he eats kedarka. He doesn't have to eat pachas pachas mikashim. It's a pellet. Sounds like Reb Chaim was going against the Shulchan Aruch. That's not such a pellet. Sometimes he'll paskin like other Rishonim, but it seems a little bit strange. So the Brisker Rav, in a very famous piece on the Rambam, he quotes his father Reb Chaim. He says he thinks Reb Chaim's source is the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos. The Magid Mishnah learns that Shabbos is Hutcher b'fnei pikuach nefesh. Yom Kippur should be no different. Yom Kippur should be Hutcher b'fnei pikuach nefesh as well. So the Brisker Rav, Reb Chaim paskin like the Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos. So he felt Yom Kippur is no different, but Makom Achol Sheish B'Sakana, he can eat Kashir. That's what he said. Ad Kan Devar. Reb Chaim used to say, when people asked him, you know, to eat on Yom Kippur, how can you... He says, I'm not makel on Yom Kippur, I'm machmer in Pikuach Nefesh. It's all a matter of perspective. Right? He was machmer in Pikuach Nefesh, so he said, the chola Sheish B'Sakana is allowed to eat Kashir. I want him to eat in a way that will be good for him, it'll be better for him. Will he be besakon if he doesn't eat kashir? It doesn't matter. We do everything to make it easier for the life of a chol sheish besakon, because we're so concerned about sakon. Reb Chaim even read this into the Rambam. What do I mean? The Brisker Rav says, if you look at the Sefer Achinuch, Sefer Achinuch has a very strange comment. Sefer Achinuch sounds like a chol on Yom Kippur can eat kashir. He doesn't have to eat pachas pachas mi kashir. He actually seems to be saying even a chol she'ein bo sakon, excuse me. He says a chola. Okay, where's the lashon? Let's see the lashon. He says the chinuch is on the very, very last page of the packet. Chinuch writes, "Lefikach mishu chola." Like smack in the middle of that paragraph there. First of all, it's custom. Lefikach mishu chola afal pi she'ein bo sakana gemura imia cholosh harbe roy lachilu lashkosu ma'at mikashir sham. The chinuch seems to pass by chola she'ein bo sakana, he can eat on Yom Kippur, pachos mikashir. Chola she'ein bo sakana? That's a pellet. Chola she'ein bo sakana, there is no sakana. Pachos mikashir, how can that be? So the Brisker Rav said, no. The chinuch is talking about a person who's not besakana now, but if he doesn't eat, he will be besakana. There's a chashash that maybe he'll come with besakana. He's not always going to be a chola she'ein bo sakana. It's just, it's difficult for him. Very, very difficult for him. No, he's one step less than a chol sheish b'sakana. He's aim b'sakana now, but if we don't allow him to eat, he might come lidei sakana. So to that, the chinuch says, he can eat, even if it's Yom Kippur. But for such an individual, he should eat pachas pachas mikashir. Zokter Chaim, that's what the Shulchan Aruch was talking about. He wasn't talking about a real chol sheish b'sakana. A real chol sheish b'sakana can eat on Yom Kippur, even kashir. Even if the doctors say he doesn't really need it to prevent sakana. Because once he's a chol sheish b'sakana, it's hutra. There's no isra achila, bichlal. But a chola, who's not really b'sakana now, but he might calmly day sakana if he doesn't eat, so he has to eat pachas pachas mikashir. Quite a creative read in the Shulchan Aruch. But that's Reb Chaim's psak. That's what he felt. So many, many disagree. The conventional wisdom is not like that. The conventional wisdom is that a chol on Yom Kippur, even a chol sheish b'sakana, if he can eat a pachas pachas mikashir, he should do so. So what are they assuming? So either they're assuming we don't paskin like the Magid Mishnah. We assume that pikuach nefesh in general is only duchuya, even on Shabbos, right? Like the Kesef Mishnah is understanding around. If you don't paskin like the Magid Mishnah, the whole cooler, Reb Chaim's cooler, doesn't even get off the ground. But there are others who wanted to say that even if you take the Magid Mishnah seriously, maybe Yom Kippur and Shabbos are not the same. Maybe the reason why pikuach nefesh is hutra on Shabbos is because there's an extra pasuk to be matter pikuach nefesh on Shabbos. When it comes to Yom Kippur, so we're simply relying on the pasuk v'chai bohem. That's the regular pasuk that teaches me that pikuach nefesh is docha kol ha'tora kula. So that pasuk might be only a heter of dechuya. Why does the Magid Mishnah hold that on Shabbos pikuach nefesh is hutra? It's because you have the pasuk v'chai bohem, but you also have another pasuk. The Gemara in Yuma says, "Yishamu b'nei Yisrael es ha'Shabbos." Chazal darshin chal al olav Shabbos achas kedei sheyishmu Shabbosos harbe. That you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos once, so that they'll be able to observe Shabbos many, many times. So that's a heter pikoch nefesh on Shabbos. You see this, there's another pasuk. So if there's another pasuk, maybe that expands the heter. Maybe the heter pikoch nefesh on Shabbos is different. Maybe there it's hutra. Yom Kippur is just like every other iser in the Torah. There, v'chai bohem teaches me that pikoch nefesh is dechuya. It's limited. So when it comes to Yom Kippur, maybe taka the chola has to eat only pachas pachas mikashir. Because even if you're pasuk like the Magid Mishnah in Hilchas Shabbos, that the pikoch nefesh on Shabbos is hutra, Yom Kippur is like other iser. And there, pikoch nefesh is only going to be dechuya. Yeah, these are the different approaches the poskim have as to how the chol is supposed to eat. Can he eat kashir? Or should we say, no, that Yom Kippur is only dechuya, so pikoch nefesh, he should only eat pavos, pavos, and kashir. Maybe if I can just add that the